Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Featured Anime Podcast. I'm your host, Jack.
And I'm Rick.
And today we are talking about The Big O, which was a random choice for this week. And to be more fair, it's technically called season one for Big O is what we're watching. Mm-hmm. However, I will refer to it as part one, and I will go into why that is in a couple of minutes.
I can appreciate that.
But before that, we were talking about the spreadsheets and why I've been a little bit more quiet than normal on Discord this past week, among some other things. If you want to catch a part of that wider conversation, patreon.com/featuredanimepodcast, $1 a month will get you that bonus content and more. Now on to the meat and potatoes. Big O part one originally came out in October 1999 and ran all the way through April 2001. Producers for it are Bandai and Sentai Film, Bandai Visual. For the producer for it, studio for it is Sunrise. It's an original. Genres are action, mystery, sci-fi, mecha, and psychological. And I would say this is also very heavily ripped off of Batman.
I'm glad someone said it, because I was like, this is like if Batman had money but no memories, and yeah, they played the saxophone a lot.
Well, it's like Batman with giant robots and amnesia and androids with a badass Alfred.
Yeah. Also, it was animated by Cowboy Bebop.
By the studio. Yeah. Different producer. But
oh, are you serious?
Yeah. Producer is Bandai.
No, I know. I was just making a reference as the art style. I didn't realize it was the same people who made Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah, no, the studio is Sunrise for both of them.
Oh, well, that's cool. I like that. I wasn't expecting that.
So the reason why I say part one, and this like Cowboy Bebop halfway through its season got canceled. And the only difference is it came back a couple of years later. So it didn't come back right away. It came back years later. So part two, or season two, came out in January 2003, so 2 year almost four, it's a two and a half year difference.
Oh, I thought it was 1999 and 2003.
No, 1999 when it came out, but it stopped airing in 2001.
Oh, okay.
Or sorry, 2000. So stopped airing in January 2000, and the air date for episode 14, part two, season two, it's 2003. So 3 years.
Jeez. So yeah, at least they came back.
Right. And what's even better is if you watch the end of episode 13, it does do their normal, like, next episode and here's the date, or here's the name of it. And then that's it. And you move on with your life. It's like at the end of episode three, when you're watching originally air out, it's like,
maybe they're taking a week off. Maybe 2 weeks off?
A month
left? And then you forget about it, and you're like, oh, okay. And then when it comes back, you're like, oh, yeah, I used to like that. Let me rewatch it, and then get pissed off all over again. Because I know I've seen this before. But, you know, actually, we're talking about this. I remember a different opener.
Yeah, me too. Me too. And old Jeb in our chat does make a very good point. It is a Batman clone. I mean, like we were just saying, it is a Batman clone. It is... It with a cute maid.
A cute android maid that somehow is connected and talks to the giant other robots, I guess.
Well, so the Big O keeps referencing, like, it's a city of amnesia and everyone lost their memory from 40 years ago, and you know, no one remembers what life was like or anything like that, but they found a way to continue on and progress forward. And there are books people can read and everything like that. But so you're
few and far between,
right? Well, the books that are there are few and far between. I would assume everyone can read basic arithmetic and basic words and things like that because they have newspapers and printed money. So
lots of printed money, lots of money. And there seems to always be a disparity of what that money is actually worth. Let me give you a stack of 20s for your information, but I'll give you a single 20 as a tip.
Well, I mean, like he's paying an information broker. So yeah, it's going to be a stack of 20s for him.
It just seems like, so he gives the 20 as a tip, right? And then when he goes to dinner, I think there was one scene where he actually not offered, but he had to pay for services rendered. And it was like two 20s, like $40. I'm like, how are you going to spend thousands on here and a tip 20 here and only pay 40 for food? So I'm granted, it could have been more. It could have just been the way the art style was, but I could have sworn it was a fat wad of cash being thrown around a lot of the time, except in one instance where it was just like one or two leaflets. Oh, this is all I have left. And if that's the case, how come money is so plentiful that
I don't get what you're so you know what information brokers are, right?
I do. But
okay.
I guess, so my problem is
you can't correlate someone buying a meal to buying information. It's like you can't. You genuinely can't.
Just bear with me for a second. Uh-huh. And you got a briefcase full of money being thrown around open like several times in this anime. You've got money that just blows to the wind.
But it's not his. These are millionaires. No, these are people who are very much making a ton of money. So yeah, you can't correlate inside the dome versus outside the dome either, because the costs and living expenses in between the two is also vastly different.
I agree with that. But I guess my whole thing is if I go down to downtown, uh-huh. you know, random place USA, and I dump a bunch of money off of a building, you're going to have the populace go, free money, let's get this. Whereas I didn't really see so much of a reaction. It was business as usual. It could have been just inside the dome where they all got money, but I didn't see the hubbub.
You know,
I didn't see an effort to get the money back.
Can I just say like one thing really quick?
Sure.
These last couple of shows have been really focused in on the economy and money that are inside these fictitious worlds.
Hold on, think about this. Old Jib says, if he's not mistaken, the Batman anime series, it was drawn on black paper. I'm not quite sure what that means.
In other words, it wasn't drawn on normal. So when you're typically doing an art style to brighten it up and bring it more color and light to the color, you're drawing it on a white background. And that's traditionally what you're doing. The Batman animated series, that's what he's saying, is if he's not mistaken.
Oh,
okay. Was drawn on black to make it more dark and muted, which I feel like that's kind of what they did here too.
It's very possible. But so real quick, before I lose my train of thought on the economy portion, the Big O keeps throwing a crap ton of debris, wrecking buildings, all this stuff.
Oh yeah.
And no one's remarking on all of the stuff that was just destroyed.
Why would they?
Obliterated.
Hang on. The only anime that has ever referenced the damages and massive amount of murder that ever happens when mechs are fighting was Mazinger Z. Right? Every other mech anime that has ever existed, including this one, just totally annihilates and brutally murders millions, thousands of people all the time. And they just can't help. It's just like, yeah, whatever. It's a part of life. You're in a city, giant robots appear out of nowhere, you're going to die. Like, it's like, period. Yeah. It's like, hey, guess what? It doesn't matter. What's great is it doesn't matter what part of the city you live in. You can live in the outside or the inside. It doesn't matter. You're dead. It's like,
you're equally screwed over.
Exactly.
No, but so that goes back to my, and I promise this is the last time I will consciously on purpose bring this part up. But the reason why I'm frustrated and confused is, yeah, $20 will buy food. Millions will be spent everywhere else. You got a stack of fat 20s you throw at an information broker. Their money should be damn near useless because of all the money spent and produced to repair the damage that this one negotiator brings to the table. And what's the part that annoys the heck out of me is they never show him getting paid. You don't know where this money's coming from. And
it's coming from the giant robot called Big O that holds the city hostage. All right.
That's better. I was going to say, it sounds like a money pit, to be honest. I'm going to blow shit up.
Look, you need to understand something. It's a Megadeus. All right. It just sounds like a big turd to me every time they said it.
Yeah, I was going to say, that doesn't sound like it. It's a good thing. Oh, here comes the Megadeus. It's going to save the day. No one's ever said that.
No, but here's the other thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
The police are pissed off that homeboy Roger Smith just absolutely destroys everything all the time, or the Megadeus destroys everything all the time. It's like, bro, you know who it is. You know, it's like
they're so inconsistent with that. Like one day they know who it is, the other day they're like, who could it be? Who's the mysterious man? And okay. I lied last time. One last thing. If you followed the money, how much does it cost to purchase all of these munitions that he just destroys? The maintenance fees, all this other stuff. It is so much just funds just depleting wherever he's at. And if they're only 40 years old, as far as their memories go, where did all of the funds come from? You can't tell me that he's like, oh, I found this cash. This monolithic building full of money, and it's all mine, and no one's going to ask questions. Like, I imagine after the 40 years ago, when no one remembers what's going on, and you've got people who are intrinsically rich, I guess, there's got to be some kind of power grab where people are like,
so well, hang on. Are you, sir?
I am putting logic.
Trying to put logic. In a mecha anime where people have lost their memories and are constantly searching for their memories with a giant mecha Batman wannabe. I mean, is that what we're going with here? Are you just having an issue just coming to terms with that? I mean, like, you have an android maid in a giant mecha robot that go around and trashes the city. That's called a mega shit. And to point out what CJ says, I mean, like, it's an allegory, possibly, you know, since the robot is full of shit. I mean, like, it could be. It very well could be. You don't know this. We don't know.
It runs on unicorn piss. That's the fuel,
sir.
And then it's got this frustrating, just ye are innocent, or whatever the hell it's called. Ye not guilty.
Oh, yeah. Like, cast in the name of God, ye not guilty. Now,
what happens if you are guilty?
It doesn't work.
You sure?
Yeah.
Or does it, I was going to say, does it potentially just turn red when you're guilty?
No.
I mean, obviously not, but still.
I mean, look.
What if it's like, you're guilty? Okay, cool. Now we're going to, now, it, the ye not guilty part was me trying to avoid destruction and killing people. The ye guilty part, now I'm going to screw everything up. Now it's a no holds bar. You got problems? We got problems. Let's do this.
So, in case you didn't know, the Megadeus, the mammoth robot that it is, right?
The building buster.
Right. Goes through and activates on its own. It doesn't have a problem moving on its own if need be, because it's got its own intelligence, sir. It's like an android that has to be controlled from the inside by a very particular individual.
Does it, though?
I mean,
is it a particular individual? Because I remember there was an episode in the first season, or part one, whichever you'd like to call it, where we find out that Roger is part of a classroom of students, let's call them, that were injected with memories. How the hell does that happen? I would like to know. But apparently they were injected with these memories. And does that mean that he doesn't have a personality of his own? And they were all eggheads too. They were all like bald, which is weird. But if you think about it, does that mean that the Megadeus, the Big O, would work for any of these people or just the first one it came in contact with?
No, I think that there does have to be some kind of criteria met for it to work. I mean, one of the criteria has to be the fact that he's a Batman ripoff wannabe. So, I mean, yeah,
it might be a Batman ripoff, but I hear no jazz music in Batman. There I see no Joker.
Oh,
I see the Scarecrow yet.
You've seen the Scarecrow?
Yeah, but not the Joker.
The Joker just doesn't look like the Joker.
I see no one with godlike luck.
Really?
Avoiding stuff. Yeah.
I mean, like, Beck is basically the Joker.
Of its money and he gets caught.
Yeah, like the Joker. Okay.
Never mind.
Yeah, and he's made multiple. He is the Joker.
I mean, yeah.
He is the Joker. You have. The only thing I'll say is the Penguin that looked like the Penguin. Anyways, like, he wasn't a bad guy. He was just a lawyer. Made one appearance. But they make
a lawyer.
So many references, or the views of it is just, it's ridiculous. That's what it is. Like the number of references in between the two, between Big O and Batman, is just, it's astronomical. I mean, like, you can't just like look at it and go, yeah, no, that's its own thing. No, you look at it and you're like, yeah, no, that's
well,
that's,
you know, Batman. they do say that
Batman 100%.
Nothing's original anymore. Everything's ripoff from everything else.
Well, that's how it's always been. But you're putting like modern connotation or modern sayings to something that came out over 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And CJ says it, there is nothing new under the sun. Right? It's
sad, but true.
It's just a matter of what kind of spin, how you can change it up. What can you do to make it its own thing? Right. So like, yeah, I keep saying, oh, this is a Batman ripoff, or this is like very reminiscent of Batman. I mean, like, it was popular for its time. Batman was very popular for its time. This, unfortunately, was not very popular for its time, which is why we only got half the season out the gate.
Why it was kind of, I don't know, stopped halfway through.
Right? The only difference is between this one and the other one is, this and Cowboy Bebop is, Cowboy Bebop was actually very popular and they canceled it and they quickly rectified what they did.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm happy that there's a second season. I'm happy there's a part two, because the to be continued in episode 13 doesn't feel good at all. No matter how much I want it to feel good, it really doesn't. Like, it's when I was watching it, I was like, to be continued. No, that's not possible. I had to relook at what we were looking at. And I was like, no, he said 13 episodes. So we'll have to just double check, I guess.
Yep. Yeah, nope.
And then I look it up online and yeah, 13 episodes is season one. And then 13 episodes is season two. But the to be continued got me.
Right. Yeah, it's definitely interesting. And old Jeb says he still remembers watching it when he was a kid, and I'd have to echo that. I remember watching this when I was younger as well. If I remember correctly, it actually aired on like Toonami or Adult
Swim. I thought it was on Adult Swim.
One of the two. I think it was Toonami because it wasn't risque, like they didn't show anything, so it was like safe for primetime television type thing.
That makes sense.
So
yeah, I guess I can look that up.
No, I can't
because I just typed in the Big O and that's not what came up.
Was it Big O Tigers?
Yeah, that's definitely what came up when I typed in.
I'm trying to give you an out and you're not helping yourself, sir.
Came up as Wikipedia. Oh man. Oh.
Toonami.
Top question is the Big O based on Batman? I love this description. One part Bruce Wayne, one part smashing robot.
So it did come out on in the afternoon on Toonami. It came out at the 5:30 PM block. And it also ran at like did a midnight run as well for it. And the dub,
that's probably where I saw
the dub came out in April 2001, ran for the entire duration of 2001. And then you only had to wait like 2 years for the English dubs.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about it like this, how long before the season two for the English dubs came out? Because if the English dub of season one,
I just said it.
But you said in 2003, right around the same time the second season came out for the subs.
Yes.
So
it came out August 2003 for season two, January 2003 for season two in subs.
So do you think that the dubs got more popular, which is why they re-kickstarted the subs?
No, because it was still 2.5 years before they came out with season two.
Oh. Well, never mind. I was trying to make a good point where I was like, they care.
Oh, yeah. No, totally. In 2001, they 100% cared. They just wanted to wait 2 years before they came out with season two. Or, sorry, part two of season one, which is what they did.
Oh man. Yeah, no, I'm kind of curious. Do you think that this would have been a decent anime to stop and go? Meaning like it had given up enough time. Have you actually seen all 26 episodes, do you think?
Yeah, however, I'm going to be honest, man. It was a little rough getting through it through the 13 episodes.
Really? I enjoyed it a lot.
It was a little rough. It's not that I hated it. It's just, you know, it was the similarities, the suspension of reality, and just like sometimes it just got a little ridiculous. Like you have skyscrapers underwater, and yet those flimsy windows just are able to handle and withstand such pressure.
I don't know, man. I'm just saying.
It's miraculous.
Outward pressure is different than inward pressure. Just saying. Although, on that note, a little bit morbid, but kind of interesting. There was a guy I used to work with who was a window framer. Like, he would put windows in skyscrapers. A lot of money in that. Super dangerous.
Yeah, I would assume so. I mean, like, you're not exactly on ground floor putting windows on a building. It's like, hey. If it breaks, it breaks. If it falls, it falls. I mean, you got a lot of problems that could go wrong. You could fall. The window could fall. If the window falls, you could slice maybe 3 or 4 people. And if you have a guy below you, maybe he ends up getting sliced too. And then you're really boned.
Smushed. But here's the thing. So he was on the third floor and the inspector comes through and he takes a rubber malleted hammer and hits 3 points on the window. I think the top two and the bottom one. But he did it in reverse, the bottom and then the top two. When he was done with the second hit, the window fell out 30 feet off the ground. And yeah, everyone on there realized that most of what happens with windows, it's to prevent from caving in. So you have a better barrier of wind pressing against the window from the outside in rather than the inside out.
I understand you're trying to make an argument as to why
it makes sense.
It does not, because the difference is you don't have atmospheric pressure that is massive pushing against this entire area where they're literally hundreds of feet underwater. Mind you, Big O still is somehow able to, no matter where it is, come out from underground.
I mean,
it doesn't matter. He's on the top. He's on the top story of the building, and Big O still comes out.
He's part mole.
Mm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, I mean, like, and how he uses
the subway system,
right? I mean, but the problem is if that's underwater,
there's a shit ton of problems.
I mean, okay, that's underwater. I mean, you
can always go under.
Yeah, true.
You always got a floor.
Mm-hmm.
No, but if you want to poke holes in the thing, all right, fine. Let's poke holes in it. That subway system that Big O uses, right?
There's decrepit
trains. It's massive, but there's also trains blocking several different paths. How does a machine, not piloted by anybody, know, hey, I'm not going to go down this way, but no, okay, cool. This road's blocked. I can take this detour to hit the same spot.
No. See, you never saw that. What you saw was it taking... No, you saw it turning to go to the one area so that way it can go up under to the maintenance hangar where it is, not avoiding trains. It just never had to hit that train. I mean, like, the thing is taking up
the entire...
Well, yeah, no, we saw trains broken down, but it's not going around trains to it. It's just going to where it needs to go. And then it just happens to already have demolished or bulldozed all those other trains that were already there.
So your explanation is, screw it, I'm going through.
Exactly.
And it's already done that a few hundred times. So at worst, you just have like smushed people, smushed trains, smushed animals. Because you know, if there's a subway system, there's animals down there. There's life down there. Somehow, some way.
No. No. There's no life down there. You want to know why? Because everyone's afraid to go into the dark. They're scared of the dark.
I didn't realize a dog was afraid to go in the dark. I didn't realize
a squirrel and cats, or a rat. Animals are not that prevalent. They're basically an endangered species, sir. Do you not remember this?
I remember the alchemist
who
was trying to fix that. He's a humanitarian, one might even say.
Fix is such a strong word. Fix is such a strong word. I mean, yeah.
I don't know. I believe I would have said if this was my first time seeing it in real life, I'd have been like, oh, the humanity, which I believe qualifies him to be a humanitarian. So, I mean, I'm just saying, he Edwarded the hell out of that cat. Full Metal Alchemist reference, in case you were curious.
No, I knew exactly what you were saying. I don't think this quite applies.
I don't know. You turn a boy into a cat, and then that cat into this chimera beast. I think that qualifies.
I'm gonna have to say shenanigans. I'm gonna claim shenanigans.
Okay.
Because you can't compare the two. It's not the same thing. So that's 100%.
One wanted to die.
Right. No. I'll tell you why. Well, no, they both wanted to die. I'll tell you why though. Parents aren't the one that turned him into the monster. The parents just turned their dead son, into a cat, or just turned their son into a normal cat. And then they took
the soul. Oh, that's interesting.
And then they turned it into, or the alchemist turned it into that thing. I'm going to assume it's dead because they were really distraught over their son. Now they could have had like some other issues or something like that. I'm giving the parents the benefit of the doubt. Given the parents the benefit
I thought that the scientists, let's call them, took the boy who was alive and turned him into a cat, ripped the soul from the body, and then manipulated the body into looking like a cat and put the soul back in or something like that. And then somehow, some way, watched One Piece and saw you can Frankenstein a giant together that would rival the Big O in size. Now, where are you going to find the muscle mass, the organic material? Where are you going to find any of these tentacle monster things to put in this beast thing? And then you put the little boy's soul into that. I'm just saying that's people are oblivious. People don't want to know what's going on in their own backyard, apparently, because I'm saying like that thing was gigantic and no one was like, what's that guy doing with all that flesh, that rotting corpse flesh over there? So lots of cats, lots of, I imagine, dead people. And this monstrous thing that destroys everything.
Well, yeah, obviously. Why not? Al-Jeb says it would have been better if it ran all the way through. And it would have been better if it ran all the way through. He also says, didn't you know, Rick, dogs always carry a flashlight.
They do. They really, do. Really do.
100% of the time. Filled with irrational fear, too, on top of that.
Oh, 100% irrational fear.
All right. Okay, I'm gonna be honest, man. I don't have too much more I can say about this because it's an incomplete season, and I can't.
I agree.
I can't really go into too much more beyond that because
we already covered all 13 episodes essentially,
and just how wonderful and great Big O is all the time. Right?
It wasn't bad. It wasn't great by any stretch of the imagination, but it wasn't a pile. If that makes any sense.
Sure. Oh. I'll say this though. I did not care for the opening. before we get into
I expected the opening to be different.
I think it has to do with the fact that there was a 2-year gap, but the opening was just, it was horrible. And that's part of what really...
I hope the second season has a different opening, because that's not the opening I remember. We talked about this before.
Yeah.
So, well, I think I'm ready for a rating. What about you?
I am. I am 100% ready for a rating. So on a scale of up to 10, how would you rate it?
My rating for this is going with a 8. I was going to say 7, but the anime quality, the animation quality and the sound quality on both sub and dub was really good, I think. So I'm going to go with a solid 8. I'd show this to other people, especially if they liked Batman. Yeah. And you? A 4? 2?
I'm going 5. with a 5. I'm going with a 5. I'm going with a 5.
That's fine.
Because one, it was like a lot of reminiscence to Batman, but also there was a lot pulled from Cowboy Bebop.
Both good anime, both good stories.
It's just like, this one didn't follow the cadence with great storytelling.
Yet. We got another 13 episodes to find out. Remember, I mean, we stopped on it to be continued.
Yeah. If Cowboy Bebop stopped on a to be continued for me, I would have still enjoyed it because it was still an entertaining story. This, not so much for me.
It was gutterish. I'll give you that.
To say the least, the character design for a couple of the characters were very reminiscent. Some of the storylines, some of the plots, very reminiscent or direct ripoffs of. So take, for example, you have you remember the character, the Christmas episode, basically, where
they made a giant Christmas tree.
Yeah. Okay. Homeboy's trying to get some money together to buy his girl a present or whatever, and his girlfriend's blind. Cowboy Bebop, the guy's got a plant. He's trying to pawn it off to get a surgery for his sister because his sister's blind.
I mean,
issues ensue. The only difference is the boyfriend doesn't die like the brother dies. So it's, like the similarities are there. And then, you know, you have the major, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bald, same mutton chops going on, same kind of stature and looks, justice, police, background. The random episode with this one random girl and everything like that, just like shoehorned right into it. Just, I don't know.
What was up with those veins on his head?
He was constantly under pressure and thinking.
So, you think too hard, sir. Your brain's popping out.
Right. So here's a question.
Hmm?
They said it's like a city of amnesia. No one remembers anything from before 40 years ago. Obviously, somehow, some way, documentation across the world just got wiped out. And there's like, oh, there's no other countries. But yet at the same time, there's other countries and everything going on.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So you have a guy that's from Germany, apparently, and other countries. And so there's like other countries and they know there's other countries. However, they also know that there's no other countries. Right. My
kind of. Okay. Because they mentioned that the foreigners were not a well-known concept. They also were not trying to hide the fact that there were foreigners.
Kind of. I mean, like, you got the feeling that they were trying to hide it. One of my questions is, it's like everyone has amnesia, only old timers and everything like that. At the beginning of the series, like first couple episodes, you have Homeboy, the major, say, while looking at the pictures, he's like, oh, these are from your time, assuming that these are really your memories, like you really were a part of the police force for X amount of time, blah blah blah. But yet they also reference him being in there and knowing that he was in there the whole time.
Minor inconsistencies.
I mean, when you have the top negotiator that apparently doesn't always get his man and is screwed over a lot.
I mean, he's got a certain set of skills that he developed over a very long career of not remembering.
Right. Right. So, you know, thank you. Thank you for letting me kind of drone on, sir. I just talked myself out of a 5 into a 4. So we're going with a 4.
Oh, that's hurtful. No take backsies.
No, 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 no. We're going with the four now. I mean, like honestly, this little last part of the discussion just like really, really helped me out. It really helped me out. I mean,
I could have sworn you were going towards another direction here. I thought I was talking you up, not down.
Ugh. Nope. We're going with a four. So eight for you, four for me. All right.
Nice medium is six.
Okay. Yep. So, I mean, the only thing that really kind of helps it out, bring it all together, is that Roger Smith is a shit artist himself. So,
yeah, that was funny. That was.
It's like he's only got three. It's like everyone has to wear black. That's the rule. And he only paints in three colors. He's got a big old tray, little dollops of like three, four colors. Black, gray, red, white. That's it.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I wouldn't even say white. I think he just painted around the area so that he didn't have that white.
He had a white sheet on there. Oh, God. Yeah. Well, you know, when you can't be a perfect 10, just can't. You gotta be bad at something.
True. Just like this show so far.
Wow.
All right.
We'll watch season two next week and it will be glorious when I hear you say the number 9 for an overall score.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna hold you to that, sir.
I have no idea what the next season looks like.
Or part two.
Part two.
All right. So that's all the time that we have for today. If you feel like we got something right, something wrong, did it too much justice, not enough justice, feel free to reach out to us, featuredanimepodcast@gmail.com, those anime guys on Twitter, at Featured Anime Podcast on Facebook. If you want to get some bonus content, help us grow, help support us, patreon.com/featuredanimepodcast. We have some affiliate links for you in the show notes so that we could buy the series if you're so inclined to. It is actually going to be seasons 1 and 2 on the DVD, so you don't need to worry about trying to buy two separate ones that are actually both combined in one. Thankfully, unfortunately for us, it wasn't aired like that. We couldn't get it like that right away. If you want to buy some of our merch and buy yourself some swinky swag, shop.featuredanimepodcast.com. And until next time, I'm Jack.
I'm Rick. And we'll see you next time.